Lord be with you. It is good to have you in the Lord's house on this day that he has given to us, this eighth Sunday after Pentecost. The order of service is before you. We follow that this morning. In our prayers today, we remember the family of Pat Lind. Her sister, Betty Campana, died this morning early. So we remember Pat and her family in our prayers. Also, Pastor Knepper's sister-in-law, Deborah, who has stopped cancer treatment because it is no longer working. So we pray for Deborah and her family as well. We did pretty good last week with our distancing and all that coming forward and whatnot. So let's keep up the good work there as that continues to go on. Higher Things, our virtual conference is... This is 26, a week and a half away, so more updates on that as it nears. Might be able to sneak a couple extra people to peek in on things as that is going on. Because of NU's decision to do distance-only learning through at least October, there's no reason for the Hangout to open right away. Yeah, so we're working on what we're going to do and trying to figure out how to make that happen. So stay tuned for some more info on that and also input as well on how we might be able to serve those in need in really weird ways. So that's coming up as well. Also, there's a board, basket, flowers, all those things out there for Liz. Thank you. Your opportunity to say thank you for all the work that she has done for us. Still, we're trying to figure out a way that we can have some sort of confab or something to recognize her work among us. So that's still, the gears are still turning. We got to get some grease in there to make them go a little better. But we are working on that as well. Again, the service is before you. We follow that. Let us sing.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the close of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into a fiery furnace. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things?" They said to him, "Yes." And he said to them, "Therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old."
This is the gospel of the Lord.
Clearly rhetorical question today. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Well, no one, of course. Nothing shall be able to separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? The question implies that you are already joined to the love of Christ. As baptized children of God, you are joined to the love of Christ, a love that overcomes all of the powers and the trials of the world. Just a little bit earlier, St. Paul wrestled with this thought night and day, until when he couldn't stand it anymore, he cries out, "What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death?"
And then chapter 8 of Romans begins with these words, "There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." In short, Paul, why do you condemn yourself? Because of the love of God in Christ, God doesn't condemn you. And so by the promise of God, Paul is joined to the love of Christ. So the assurance of God's love flows so abundantly from the pages of his word, such that when the apostle asks, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" the implication is that you are already joined to that love. Joined through holy baptism, joined through the receiving of Christ in his word, joined in his holy supper. So these words are written then, not to the person who knows nothing of God, not to the person who knows nothing of Jesus' sacrifice for the sins of the world, but to the child of God who is joined to the love of Christ by faith. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? It's an interesting question. One that I suspect most of you would answer with any number of things that you suspect would separate you from God's love. Because you've no doubt heard the stories about the person who faced a terrible tragedy in his life and how almost miraculously he overcomes it by the grace of God in Christ. And yet you wonder, would something like that separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus? Health and economic concerns are at the top of the list these days for everyone. Could they separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus? What about political or societal concerns? Are there other things that you cannot even think of right now that could separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus? Well, Jesus said, "This is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day." And he says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand." And then, using words inspired by the Holy Spirit, St. Paul writes, "Neither death nor life, neither angels nor rulers, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." People sometimes think of faith as something so tenuous and so fragile and so ephemeral that the slightest thing could shake it and destroy it. Faith is a gift of God, though. And God your Father doesn't give you gifts that break so easily, like delicate glass. Your faith is a firm foundation, solid, because it is God's gift to you. And so what will not fail, what will never be shaken or destroyed, then is the love of God in Christ Jesus your Lord. Because that love is guaranteed and it is sealed in the shed blood of Christ. How does God love the world? By giving his only begotten Son in your place. How do you see the love of Christ? When Christ Jesus faces down Satan himself and emerges victorious, destroying his power and his grasp upon you by bearing the brunt of God's wrath and all of Satan's lies. So St. Paul intends to remind you of your God-given faith by showing you your triumphant Lord who reigns in love over all that would come into your life, even over those things that would seek to destroy you. Who shall separate us from the love of God in Christ? Neither death nor life will. Jesus overcame death when he overcame the tomb on Easter morning. He conquered death when he rose from the grave, giving you the promise of everlasting life. Some people fear life more than death, though. But again, life will not separate you from God's love in Christ. Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Angels, demons, mystical powers, they cannot separate you from God's love. Neither can the present nor the future. It's interesting, isn't it, that St. Paul doesn't mention the past. But of course, the past cannot separate you from God's love because the past has already been swallowed up in Jesus' death on the cross, in the gift of forgiveness. And the present and the future, they're in his hands. So even though Satan invents plans to destroy you, God spoils those plans with his own power. He turns trials into tests of faith so that when Satan would use them to destroy you, they are turned into the very things that strengthen you. The important thing to remember is that when God seems to have turned his back on you, it is most certain that he is not. In fact, God's love is most sure in those moments when it would seem most unsure. So whatever is on that list of things that you fear the most in life, know here and now that should they come into your life, the love of God in Christ Jesus will carry you through them. For no created thing, that is nothing, is greater than God's love in Christ Jesus our Lord for you. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.